everybody, to Season 8, Episode 26 of the Matty Ice and Marky Mark Podcast. As always, I am joined by a furry friend of mine over here, apparently, Mr. Crash Bandicoot himself, none other than the co-host of the show, Mr. Marky Mark. Thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, Matty Ice, what's going on? How you been, bud? Oh, sure, I got this giant fox mask on, and we're going to have ourselves a great time here in the Arsenal studio, trying to change things up.
I can't wait.
Gotta get them viewers.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the rest of this show.
Gotta get them listeners.
All right, well, Mark, why don't you tell me what you've been up to, what you've been doing?
Well, I've been playing.
I'm over this bit so fast already. I'm over it already. Oh my God.
Well, if you want to know, I've been playing some games. Okay, I'll stop.
It's so hot in this house already.
You think you're hot? All right. I sneak peek.
Sneak peek of the Halloween episode. There you go.
I got some other masks coming in too. So that's what I've been up to, actually. I've been buying masks. Some places you can get them really cheap. This one was actually at Walmart, believe it or not.
Dude, you got to open that door. I'm not doing an hour. I'm not doing 10 minutes in here. I can't.
I can tell. I just opened the crack.
You'll be fine. Dude, listen, this is what you have to think of. This is one of the last warm, nice days you got left.
Something. Oh, so that makes... Oh, that's a better way to think about it.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, when you're hot now, you'll be freezing in December. So, yeah, look at it like that.
So, you've been buying some... you've been buying some masks. You've been playing any games, anything lately you've been doing?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dylan. Real big shout out to Dylan. I guess his internet provider out there in Seattle, they gave him a free code to WrestleQuest. Just, I don't know. They were like, all right, thanks for sticking with us, bud. Here's a game code for free on Steam. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, shit. So he gave it to me. And that's what I've been playing. I've been playing WrestleQuest. And, man, if you're a fan of professional wrestling, you are going to like this game quite a bit. It is... it's wild. Think of it like Paper Mario style combat.
Okay.
So like Paper Mario style combat, but you also kind of like explore and go around kind of like in a Pokemon game and stuff. The storyline is wild so far. You play as a few different characters, and right now it's kind of jumping back and forth between the characters' stories. I imagine they're going to intertwine. Muchacho Man is the main character who you play as in this one. Muchacho Man is a huge, huge fan of Macho Man. And there's like a Macho Man statue he like goes and hangs out with and stuff. So it has a lot of actual wrestlers that make cameos in it and stuff. So I'm really enjoying it. It's really fun. It's definitely a pro wrestling fan's like wet dream.
Okay. Is it kind of like a 2D style wrestling game? Like old school? Is it a little more old school or different entirely?
It's not even like a wrestling game.
Oh, okay.
It's an RPG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So, what was your prediction? 8:20, I would have that mask off?
8:27.
And it's 8:11.
Yeah. Probably a good call. God, it was so hot in this room already. I was like, yeah, this won't be too bad. And then we turn the lights on and close that door. It's like, oh, this is... It's like 85 in here already.
Yeah, it's okay though.
So I, over the weekend, went down to Royal Oak. They had a little festival event type thing going on called Arts, Beats, and Eats. Okay. And so it was like a big...
Sounds like an awesome time.
Yeah, they closed off the main road and just set up this huge like... It was just vendors and vendors, just like covered canopies all down the road. And there was dozens of different places you could grab food from. Each place had like, you know, a couple different things. Sarah and I tried like four or five taco stands, and each one had like, you could get a full meal or you could get a taste, and the taste was like, you know, $3 to $6. It was just a sample of what they had basically, which usually ended up being like a lot more than a sample. But dude, I'll talk about the food that we had there a little bit more in Fat Dudes when we get to it. But overall, for the weekend, like going around, walking around that festival, seeing all the like art and all the different just vendors set up for that stuff, it was a blast. And then I noticed a game on PlayStation Plus that I've been wanting to check out since they announced it at E3 a while ago. There was Settlers of Catan, like for PlayStation. Was you could play like an hour trial of it or buy it for $12. So last night Sarah and I sat down and played the hour trial. Never played Settlers of Catan, so I had no idea what we were doing for it, but we learned how to play the game, and then we were like, oh, this is actually like a fucking awesome time. So we ended up buying it and playing a few rounds of that. If the board game of Settlers of Catan is anything like that PlayStation game, I'm hyped for it. I can't wait to play the board game of that because it was a fucking blast.
It's like one of the most popular board games.
I know, and I've never, literally never played it.
Yeah, man.
It was a good, it's a...
They like make a bunch of different versions of it too, and there's, I think you guys would get into a lot of different board games, like Ticket to Ride,
mm-hmm.
Carcassonne. Yeah, there's a, quite a few that, yeah, they're pretty fucking awesome, man.
So the game that they have for sale is definitely bare bones. Like, it's just, they have local local party play, online play, but you can't change like any settings. You can't pick like other versions of the Catan board. So it's just play Catan and that's it.
Didn't Jason get that game a while back and he was all furious because something wasn't allowed? I thought he bought it at his house and he was furious because it wouldn't let us do local co-op or something. Or maybe that was a different game. I can't remember.
There was a... I know, like, when we were playing Sid Meier's Civilization on Switch, he bought it, and then we realized that you couldn't play online against each other on the Switch version. We were fucking blown away by that. But I don't remember. It's a very bare-bones game, so if you're buying it, you're going to buy it just to play Settlers, and that's it. There's no other extra shit you can do with it.
Gotcha. Well, that's fucking cool, man. I've actually never played that game either myself. I know a lot of people love it.
It's really easy.
So I was been pumped for Pinball FX. They announced, I want to say about a month and a half ago, that Star Trek The Next Generation was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the pinball pass, so I got it when it came out. And I started playing it, man. I'm going to say it right now. It sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some games are just maybe it's just because I'm just kind of getting burnt out on virtual, because I've been starting to like get a little, like a lot more respect for in play versus virtual, where like I've been doing a lot of like, you know, working on my slap saves and my nudges and a lot of that stuff that you have to really get the feel for the game, and you just can't do that by just wiggling a fucking stick, a joystick, to do a nudge.
Mm-hmm.
And with Star Trek The Next Generation, that is such a like visually satisfying game, like seeing it fly around the ramps and stuff and all your crazy shots where you're pulling the trigger. You don't get that when it's a virtual game.
Mm-mm.
And so when you take all that out, the visually satisfying stuff, those elements are gone, and now it's just trying to make these long shots, and yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot better games they could have made virtually. That's not one of them, and I was pretty bummed by that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't played Pinball FX much at all, but yeah, I could see that or the other Star Trek game not being a huge blast on virtual, especially Next Generation. That makes sense.
Yeah, what I like when virtual, that's why I like the the Zacharia pinball games, because you just don't see those. Like, they're impossible to find half the time, and that's why it's cool having a virtual one, because it's like, that game's cool on virtual. You can actually play games that are hard to find.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I get it, though. People... I mean, they make more money by having what's popular, so. But yeah. Besides that, I have been playing Baldur's Gate 3 a little bit more. I would have liked to play a lot more, actually, but I was busy, very busy this week. This last week, I actually worked, picked up some shifts. Justin had a couple of his guys out on vacation.
Wait, are you telling me we're about to get into return of?
I worked like 26 hours at 1UP Games, yeah, man, and I helped him out, picked up some shifts. And what if I told you that we might have a returning segment here with Store Stories?
I'm excited to hear all about your, how much you hate all the customers, Ian. So you put some hours in over at 1UP, got some more store stories for the arsenal. Do you miss this segment from?
It was fun.
From the video game days?
It was like kind of how we would vent.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm. For better or for worse, if you ended up on store stories, it probably wasn't a good thing.
That is right. I worked at 1UP Games. I had to fill in a few shifts, so Justin asked me if I could come out and be part of the team again, baby. And you know what? It felt really good. First day I came back, it was cool. Getting in the swing of things, it was crazy. After being away for over a year and a half or so, it was wild. And then, jumped right back into it. Started putting out stuff that's been traded in and everything. And yeah, it was good. Had a good time. But then, I actually didn't have very many bad customers like first day.
Well,
yeah,
that's a new one for you.
Yeah. And then I went and worked in Bay City, which their store is way more busier than the Saginaw location.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I just got bombarded with trade-ins, and I'm talking so many trade-ins. But yeah, I had, what was it? This one dude came in, so, and I had to run away after this happened and immediately put it in the notes. So this guy came in and he had like no teeth, like no teeth at all.
Happens to the best of us.
Hardly can understand him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I mean, your granddad, I'm Jane 3-6.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly.
What was, excuse me, sir. I couldn't understand you.
Yeah, it was, you got Emmy James, and I was like, yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you. What was it? And then somehow I was like, I deciphered it and broke it down. I was like, NBA Jam? And I was right. I was like, I felt like I fucking just won on a game show, dude. And then I'm like, he's like, yeah, 360. And I'm like, oh, 360. That's right. They did make NBA Jam on 360.
Yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah. Let me look it up for you, man. Nope, I don't have it in stock. He's like, yo, what about on the, the 360 plays on all the original? And I was like, ah, okay. He was asking about backwards compatibility. Mm-hmm. The NBA Jam for the original Xbox was there, and it was not also. So, yes, I did it. It was very, very tough to do, and the kid still got it, baby.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, anyway, I had this one kid later on that same day come in, and he said he brought in his disc of Grand Theft Auto 5 on PS4, and it was just the disc, and he's like, hey man, how much does it cost to clean this disc? I'm like, oh yeah, it's a Blu-ray disc. It's $3. I run it through the hybrid and everything. Yeah, it's $3. And he just went, and I'm just like staring at him, like, what's happening? Man, I don't have $3. And then he just like, this moment of silence stopped. He's just like staring at me. I'm looking down at the disc, him. And it's just the most awkward, just like freaking standoff. And I'm like, oh man, well, yeah, I mean, if you ever, you know, come back in, I can fix it for you for $3.
Yep.
And then he's just like, and then he just slowly puts his head down, grabs his disc, and he starts like slowly scuffling to the door to get on his bike. And he opens the door and he just goes, "Ugh!" while he's outside and the door half held open. He goes, "Ugh! This fucking sucks!"
I feel that, bro.
Yeah, and then he like shuts the door. Like there was like this whole just theatrical performance. And then he, it's crazy. Not 10 seconds later, he walks back into the door and goes, "$3, you said. All right, here, I'll have it get cleaned." Like, he had the money the whole time.
He just wanted to see if you would, like, hook him up.
Yeah, exactly. So what I do with the Blu-ray discs, I always spray it with the disc cleaner first, wipe it down, see how bad this thing is. Because, I mean, if it's a Blu-ray disc, you gotta do that. You got to take the dirt off and the fingerprints and all that. Yeah, so you got to take those fingerprints off and all that stuff. And then you can see. Now, if it's real bad, which this disc was, I mean, this thing was fucked. There were scratches, gouges. There was so much beaten up with this disc that I knew if I ran this thing through the hybrid, it's probably not going to get fixed. Yeah. But I could still do it for him if he wanted to. But then I saw in the corner there's disc rot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do it for him if there's disc rot. He just made this huge scene over the $3 that I'm not going to do it. And so I let him know, and he was just like, okay.
Well, at least you,
I was honest with him.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, dude, if $3 is that much to that dude, like, I don't want him to
waste it.
Yeah, so.
What was it? What movie was it?
It was GTA 5 on PS4.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that would be upsetting. That's an upsetting. Man just wanted to play his GTA game.
But I just love the complete lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like how you know you're back in the game, baby.
Yep. Yeah, man. Could you do 20 on it? And it's like 25. It's like, no, I can't. He's like, 20's all I got. And then they open up their wallet because you agree to it, and there's like $400.
Yeah, just like, going through.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. So, you had some fun times at 1UP again. You're back in the game. Back, salesman Mark is back. Yeah, on the front line.
I was slanging it, man. I was doing it. I was selling those Oculus Quests like crazy, man. Those things are hot. The kids want the Oculus Quest or the Meta Quest or whatever they're called now. So we're selling those like crazy. And get this. You can give tips to people at 1UP Games now.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
1UP does tips. So it was pretty sweet. Yeah, the techs and the sales guys split it and the night and stuff. Yeah, I was getting, like, gas money just for the fucking one day there. It was pretty cool.
Dude, everybody has tips now.
Yeah.
And I think eventually I'm just going to stop tipping altogether.
Shout out to Jeff. He freaking bought a board game and dropped a tip, man.
Damn.
Yeah. I got a good tip from Jeff.
Nice. That's what's up.
My boss came in to the job I was working, picking up hours, and gave me a tip.
Tipping at a video game store is wild.
Yeah.
That's a wild idea.
Yeah.
Like, awesome. Maybe a technician that fixes your phone, throwing them an extra $5 or whatever, that makes sense. But tipping culture in America is wild. Just leave that quote out there.
I mean, I think I did more, like, by going out. I think I do more by going out and helping them find a game they need and looking for stuff than somebody who just rings you up at B-dubs.
Yeah. There's a level to it.
You tip a carryout order? I do more than the carryout order.
Do you, though?
Yeah. I'm going out there fucking helping them get all their accessories they need, taking the time.
They're carrying out your food to you, supposedly.
They ain't carrying shit out to me. I walk into that store.
They carry it from the back.
They don't even do that. There's a window right there.
Sometimes they might.
I don't know.
Tipping culture's wild.
I guess it depends.
I'll never be able to get over, like, Little Caesars and places like that.
Little Caesars Arena?
Yeah, that charge for, like, I'm glad you said that. That charge, like, or that offer tips on your $15 beer. It's like, do you want to tip 20% of this beer to this person? No, I don't. No, I really don't want to do that.
They grabbed your beer for you, dog.
I know.
But, yeah, no, that's It's cool. I think it's sweet. I think it helps with giving the best customer service.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't be disappointed when you don't get a tip. I mean, it wasn't there before.
That's the thing that worries you is, like, you know, you go to like a food truck or something and you get like a burrito and you don't leave a tip, and then they're like, they just fucking like step on your burrito. Or you go to a video game store and buy a copy of GTA 5 from Mark Reichert on PS4 and you don't tip him, and then he fucking scratches the shit out of that and then charges you $3 for the Blu-ray cleaning.
Nah, man. Not me. That ain't me, dog.
I'm gonna start tipping at a gas pump. It's like, do you want to tip
this gas station? They used to do it all the time. That's when they pumped your gas for you.
Yeah, but no, I'm gonna tip myself to pump my own gas.
Well, fucking, I think you're missing the point here.
I am. That is cool that you got a tip, though.
Yeah.
And I agree that you could definitely go above and beyond in any, like, retail fashion. Especially a video game store.
I think it's a cool thing that Justin's implemented for the team.
I don't have a problem with Justin implementing it. I just have a problem with it in the general sense of every business, like, makes you feel bad for tipping now. Or not tipping. I guess they don't make you feel bad for it, but
okay.
Geez. All right, man. Fucking this segment, you do
Scrooge
not
Scrooge McDuck over
you
here.
You definitely do not want to riff on this topic. I can get that clearly. The topic that Mark has brought up thousands of times before, tipping culture and how he can't fucking stand it, but all of a sudden he ain't got a fucking damn thing to say about it.
Oh, because I got tipped this time. Yeah. It's different.
Weird, man.
Yeah, man, it's great. If you want a tip, that's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We would set up like fucking 20 kids for a birthday party at Media Reload, and the biggest we would get for a tip would be like, here's like half of a half-eaten pizza. Fuck you guys. That's where you tip, where a fucking person takes care of 15 of your kids for you.
I actually helped somebody out with the party room at Crazy Quarters, and they gave me $20. And you know what I did? I put it in the till because I'm a company man. It's not my money. It's Crazy Quarters money.
Fuck that. Oh, my God.
That's what I do. I'm a company man. I care.
And then the till's $20 over, and they're like, what the fuck?
Shit, I didn't think about that part.
Company man.
Company man. So, yeah, dude, I'm kind of hungry. Are you hungry?
Yeah, I am. I'm starving.
Good.
Yeah.
If you like the munch and the crunch and the eating at a bunch,
for your gastro servitude, sit back for the feud with gentlemen so crude. Is that dude's face fucking food?
And it looks like it's just gonna start fucking downpouring outside your house right now. There's 0% chance. Just doesn't look good out there.
That's the bay. It's always ominous. It's either beautiful and gorgeous, or it looks like it's the end of times.
Yeah.
It's awesome here.
We don't need a haunting on Finn Road. We don't need the haunting on Dice Road. We need the haunting in Bangor, Michigan.
Banger?
Banger.
I hardly know her.
All right, so let's talk about food. So I did this Arts Beats and Eats down in Royal Oak. They had a bunch of different places. I didn't remember the name from most of the places, but our quest that day was just to try the different tacos that were available. There were vendors set up everywhere with tacos. So we tried a few chicken tacos. Did not get disappointed once on that. And then there were some other ones. There was like everything from barbecue to Jamaican food to like Japanese, Chinese food. There was everything there. So we tried some jerk chicken, which first time I had some Jamaican food.
What a jerk.
It was amazing. It was incredible. And the thing that kind of derailed the whole taco quest, food quest, we went to a vendor called, I believe, Egg Roll Diva. Egg Roll Diva. And there were like four different egg rolls that you could try. There was like a Southwest and blah, blah, blah.
That's the name of the company?
I think so. Something like that.
Egg Roll Diva. It's so bad.
The last thing on their menu is is a crab rangoon egg roll. But I didn't see that it was egg roll diva. I just saw a crab rangoon, so I'm like, oh, I want to try this. So we get this crab rangoon egg roll, and this is like a fuck. It's like an egg roll. This thing's thick and long. It is not small by any means. And I got to tell you, that thing ruined the day.
Oh, what?
The crab rangoon egg roll ruined everything. It was just too much.
What?
Because you think about a crab rangoon.
One of the greatest
absolutely
culinary creations of our time.
And you are usually like left feeling like, I need more.
Right.
Like, this wasn't enough.
I get that.
This is the opposite feeling of that. And it makes it so much worse.
No.
It's like one bite is like 17 crab rangoons.
Oh.
Because it's just an egg roll fucking jam-packed full of imitation crab and sour cream, and it's just...
too much.
I mean, the imitation crab piece was just like one gigantic piece of crab. It wasn't like chopped up and like, you know, packed in. It was just one long fake crab. It's so gross, dude. And then
I don't know why this story is killing me.
And then I, you know,
egg roll diva, long, thick, and hard,
long, thick, and creamy egg roll diva. So we make it like a quarter of the way through this egg roll.
I want to know what their logo looks like.
I don't remember.
It's like an egg roll, but it's like a chick with an egg roll body, and she's like got her ass sticking out, and it was all like, hey!
Yeah, like a Sex in the City egg roll.
Yeah.
So, about a quarter way through this egg roll, we've already taken like three naps and walked around the block six times to make it that far. About a quarter of the way through, I was like, man, they had a bunch of sauces up there. This may help. So, I got a sweet chili sauce to dip the egg roll in. Just literally the worst sauce I've ever had in my entire life. It tasted like it was on fire and burnt and like old and rotten at the same time. It was just awful in every way. It somehow made this thing even less appetizing.
Wow, bummer.
It was a huge bummer. So
I thought this was Taco Mania. I thought you were on like a taco adventure.
We were on a taco high. I had never felt so alive from eating all these tacos. And then we had to bring it back down to reality with a crab rangoon egg roll. And it was fucking gross.
Bummer, man.
And that was the last thing we ate that day.
It sounds on paper like it would be incredible. Thick and long.
Joe. And it was.
Thick and long egg roll diva. And what a letdown it was.
Gigantic letdown.
So the sauce that came out of the thick and long egg roll.
The sauce that I dipped the thick and long egg roll in was not good.
Bummer.
All of it was a letdown. So just remember, kids, when you have two orders of crab rangoons to yourself and you're feeling like you could do another, just stop.
That's it.
Just know that you can't.
That's fair.
And that you shouldn't. So that's my fat dudes.
So I went on I hung out with my friend Molly, and we had a pizza party, and I kept seeing this bee sting pizza, the ads for it from Harry Howie's, and
I was like, honey?
Yeah.
The honey?
It's got honey and jalapenos on it.
Honey and jalapenos.
Yeah, we were just hanging out, watching RLM pinball stream. We were watching Dom and Ian and Will, Wild Will. We're watching those guys on playing pinball, Dom kicking butt, and we had this pizza, and I'll tell you what, it was good. I liked it.
A bee sting?
Yeah, it was really good. I feel like I've had this at another place. I can't remember where Jeff got it from before. It was incredible where he got it from before.
I know what you're talking about.
It was like some fancy artisan place downtown that was like way better than this. So like you're eating this from Harry Howie's, and then it starts off being awesome, but then it kind of transforms into that chain restaurant, Hungry Howie's feeling.
The cheapsa.
Yeah.
Cheap pizza.
Yep, near the end. So, it's definitely good. It's worth a shot. I did have a three cheeser bread.
Can't ever go
wrong. Three cheeser Harry Howie bread. And they asked me which dipping sauce. And I, on the phone with the guy, I asked, he must have been his first day, because I got the breakdown of every single sauce that you can choose from. He's like, all right, and what kind of sauce would you like that for that? We got marinara, ranch, garlic, honey, like all this. He like went down. I'm like, I didn't even know that was there. I didn't even know that was an option. This guy was bringing out stuff from back in the day. It's like he was like opening the fridge while on the phone with me and looking at everything that's on the fucking side door shelf. And then he's like, and nacho cheese sauce. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, look, I'm looking in the back of the fridge here. I see a half-open container of cranberry sauce, too. Shit, you want that?
So, yeah, it was like nacho cheese sauce with my three cheese or bread. That sounds incredible. Let's fucking go.
It's about to be a quad cheese. Quad cheese,
dude. I fucking got some quad cheese bread. So I'm like, I'm going to get that cheese sauce. And he goes on the phone, goes, excellent choice, my friend. Excellent choice.
That guy is a
like,
stoner.
Yeah, he was super, like, nice. And then
he might have been a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I got it and I was all pumped to see what this cheese was. And it was just like one of those like generic cheese cup things that. Yeah.
Joe says that the hot honey from Vinny's Pizzeria in Uptown. I do remember that.
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, yep. Jeff bought like 17 pizzas from there.
Yeah. Jeff goes ham when it time like people are hanging out at the arcade and they're like helping out and stuff or just wanting to chill and hang out. He always orders some awesome pizzas for everyone. Yeah. He did that the other night with Domino's and man, it was awesome. That was actually cool. We were just chilling, working on games and stuff. And Chris was working on, he actually fixed Black Knight and got it, the OG Black Knight, got it working great. We played like 100 games against each other. I won about 99 of those.
Damn.
Whoa, well, shout out to Chris.
Oh, man, Chris is losing his skills.
But he knows, I beat him because he, like, taught me how to make all the shots. He's like, yeah, so you want to hit here, aim there, and that's the whole reason I beat him is because he actually taught me how to beat him. But, yeah, no, that pizza was good. I will say that the cheese with the was kind of a letdown. It was just your stadium normal cheese. But, yeah,
for the nacho
the
cheese,
for the quattro,
the quattro cheese
bread.
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be like some crazy Little Caesars jalapeno cheese dip.
I wish
you're never gonna be that.
Yep, that's the best dipping sauce in America.
If you have constipation problems, eat some of that. That is like, I'm pretty sure that's what they give you before you go in for the little fucking.
What?
When you're older, for your colon. The fuck am I trying to say here? What?
Colonoscopy?
Yeah, that's what you eat before your colonoscopy.
That's fucking weird, man. That's a fucking disgusting image you just put in my head. What the fuck, man?
It took a while, but we got
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but you were pointing at your junk. So I was like, what's happening here?
I was trying to point at my belly.
Yeah, no, you're pointing at your dick. Where am I? And I was like, what the fuck is going on with the cheese and the dick, man? I don't know where we're at here, but cheese I don't want dick. Little Caesars for a while now. I'm just kidding. I'll pick it up tomorrow. But yeah, man, that's fat dudes. Face fucking food. We dabbled a little bit on pinball there. We talked a little bit about some stuff we got fixed up and hanging out. So we actually have a juicy pinball update here. In a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were segueing into it.
I did.
Oh, I thought you said in a little bit.
No, we said we haven't done one in a little
bit. Oh.
So here is your pinball update. We have an enormous event coming up at Crazy Quarters Arcade this Sunday, September 10th. It is going to be incredible. It's going to be awesome. It's our biggest event we've ever had there. It is the Corral at Crazy Quarters Arcade. It's an all-day tournament. That's right, all day. It's going to be match play, and it's actually shut. Like, the pinball area is going to be, like, reserved for people that go to this. It's a $30 entry fee. All the games are going to be set on free play, and it's going to be match play from, I want to say it's, like, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., I want to say, is when how long the match play runs. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, we'll take, like, an hour break in there for, like, people getting lunch and stuff like that. But yes, it's going to be a really fun time. It's going to be cool. Shout out to Jeff and Chris. They've been working their tails off, getting machines playing real well and everything. So shout out to those guys. Even other people are joining in and helping out. Shout out to Tori. He's been working on machines and getting stuff shopped up. So yeah, everyone's been a real good team effort. Everyone's kicking butt and getting ready for this. So if you guys want, check out the event. There's an event on it on Facebook. You can go right to it, and there should be a link to just say you're attending. So I want to say $30 to get in, and that's going to be cover your pinball for the whole day there. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to have giveaways, prizes, everything. And it's IFPA, so it should be worth a decent amount of points too. So everyone should come check that out. Also, if you want to get a little bit of practice before this Sunday, Wednesday, we have the pinball tournament as normally scheduled, 6:30 at Wednesday at Crazy Quarters Arcade. So that's another one. And then 1UP Games also has one, I believe, Tuesday. Yes, they have their Foo Fighters Stern launch.
Oh, nice.
Yep. That is going to be Tuesday, tomorrow, at 6 p.m., I believe. Yes, 6 p.m. So, I mean, there's going to be stuff they're handing out there, too, a lot of different prizes. Cool Foo Fighters things, like, I think there's, like, albums, maybe, and books, translates, all that fun stuff. So, yeah, definitely don't want to miss out on all these fun pinball events coming up. And a 1UP Games actually got the Weird Al pinball machine.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, that P3 one. Yep.
Weird.
So they have a Weird Al event, pinball event coming up too, but that's there. You can play it now.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to stop by there after work sometime.
And that's shout out to Chris. Mr. Chris Exo, he's been working his tail off on a certain game, and I believe it's already at Crazy Quarters now, ready to go. Earthshaker.
Ooh, yes. That's a fun one.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and there is definitely more planned to come at Crazy Quarters. They have a lot. Like I said, Tori's been working on a game. I worked on a game for a little bit. There's other games coming in. There's big plans for Crazy Quarters Arcade, and you guys aren't going to want to miss out. Come on in there, check it out, have fun, and play some pinball, man.
Yeah, Weird Al pinball sounds fucking rad. I would be into that. Mark, do you like music?
I actually been listening to a ton of music lately.
All right, cool.
And making some.
I
thought about it. No.
We're going to do a Monday Music Madness, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sup, nerds. Love the overlay. Appreciate it. And yes, man, there is a Weird Al pinball machine. I'm gonna have to try that because that sounds fucking awesome. So, Mark, I'm going to allow you to use your phone for this because it will be difficult if you don't. So I'm going to give you this is going to be kind of like the Mega Man Music Madness.
Holy shit. Okay, that's so, a lot of Mega Mans.
It's just going to be the first six NES Mega Mans. I'm going to give you a stage theme. You have to guess who it is.
Who? Like the character?
Mm-hmm.
Not the game?
Nope, because it's going to be in order.
That's going to be hard.
That's why I'm going to let you use your phone.
You're going to tell me it's Mega Man 1?
It's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So you can pull up a character list if you want.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Because I know remembering like 40, almost 40 people will be tough. None of these are going to be Dr. Wily stages either.
Thank you. I'm going to try this without looking it up first, though. I'm going to set my phone down.
Okay.
I'm going to try going in blind before I need the phone. I'm like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Lifeline.
Okay. That'll be a life. So yep. We'll give you three lifelines here.
Okay.
That's fair. Use your phone three times.
Three times. Three lifelines. That's right. Phone a friend, and phone a fucking friend.
And your friend is fucking Google.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, Mega Man 1.
I should get this.
I would hope so.
Electric Man.
Nice. That was easy.
Hell yeah. This is a fucking awesome song, but this stage sucks.
Yeah, it does. This Such is the one where you're like climbing up outside. The fuck that stage. Oh my God. Okay. So Mark is one for one. I don't know if we have.
And then you want to use, you're going to want to use Cut Man's ability to take down Electric Man.
We don't have a pen in here, but that's upsetting. So one for one so far over here. Now we are going to roll to Mega Man 2.
Oh God.
You might get this one too.
I just know all Mega Man 1.
Yeah, I know. I figured you'd get maybe one and two. Okay, you ready?
Electric Man. Oh, okay. I know it's a fire stage. Remix. Using a lifeline. Crap, there's no fire, guys.
Oh, man.
These guys are Mega Man 2 guys, right? You playing the right music? This sounds like...
Yeah, but he's not on that list.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I don't think... Yeah, he wasn't on that list. But that kind of gave it away almost.
Well, this is not good for on air.
This is really good for it live. You can make a Guess Who game out of this. Yes, you could. Mega Man Guess Who. I guarantee that exists. You're really fucking up this...
Oh, yeah. Heat Man.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, it's, to be fair, I did say Fire Guy.
You did. All right. Number three. So you are 2 for 2. One lifeline used.
3 and 4, I'm terrible at. I'm probably going to be terrible from all. I'll do okay at 6, but.
Why 6? Why is that one?
It was the last NES game I ever purchased brand new from a store.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Mega Man 3. This one's gonna be a guess.
Who's he gonna go
for? Shadow Man?
No.
Ah, bummer.
You gonna take one more guess?
Magnet Man?
Snake Man!
What?
You like snakes.
I love Snake Man.
I know, that's why I went with fucking Snake Man.
Damn it. Snake Man's sweet looking.
Yeah, he is. He's got a cool stage, too. Okay! 2 for 3 so far. Got the Mega Man 3 one wrong. I'll let you use the character list for the rest of them, too.
Well, yeah, because I have 2 lifelines left. No, wait, I have 1
lifeline. You only have 1. You're fucking this up.
No, that's fair. I'll only use it one more. I'll only use it for 5, probably.
Okay. All right. Mega Man 4.
Oh, wait, fuck. 4. I'm feeling like this is like a icy level. Oh, by the way, this is the worst Mega Man.
You didn't like the... Yeah, this is... This one added the charge, though, didn't it?
I just hated the boss. I'm gonna guess Toad Man.
Yeah, Toad Man! Nice guess. All right. We have a... Amphibian and reptile theme going.
I figured, and that's kind of what made me go with it.
All right, number 5, Mega Man 5. What?
I love this one. I never owned it. I rented the shit out of it, though. There's one guy's stage that I fucking loved so much.
We'll find out if it's it. So 3 for 4 right now, and you've used up all your lifelines.
I really wish I didn't use that lifeline up. I want to just see. Can I see previous lifeline lists? Use the process of elimination to make sure he wasn't in the last game.
He's not gonna be. He would be in. He wouldn't be in any of them.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna guess. My favorite stage is Gravity Man, but I'm going to guess Starman.
I almost went with Starman.
Damn it.
I was, like, really close for Starman. Charge Man.
Nope, I never got it.
All right,
final. Do you remember? You probably don't remember that one fucking douchebag friend that Jason Clevenger had claimed that he fucking sent fan art in for Starman, and they picked his. They had like a contest that you could send in your artwork to pick.
Oh, really?
He's like, yeah, man, I sent in Starman, and they picked it. Starman is in that game because of me.
Damn.
And I'm like,
good for that guy.
Wow, so you're the guy who created Starman.
Wow, good for that guy, man.
You don't think anybody else out there in the world
not a single person
may have
came
thought
up
of
Starman.
Starman, and if you've seen what Starman looks like,
is he cool?
His body is just a star.
Well,
so
you know, very, very in depth.
Yeah, I'm sure that guy. Yep.
All right, last one. So you are you're 3 for 5. Mega Man, 4 and 5 you've missed so far.
Which is I missed 3.
You missed 3 and 5. My bad.
Oh, okay.
So, Mega Man 6, the final.
Come on, baby.
I've never heard of this guy, by the way.
Man. His last name is Man.
You're very close.
I fucking don't know. And I can't use any lifelines. I'm gonna guess fucking Trident Man.
Centaur Man.
Oh! That's right, Centaur.
That's a cool freaking dude. So, you got 50% right. That's not bad.
It's failing.
But think, maybe if you would have had the lifeline for all of them, you might have got like...
I think I've probably done this.
You might have got a couple more. Good job, Mark.
Thanks, man. That was fun.
Thank you for tuning in to the Capcom Power Hour this week.
Oh, apparently. Nice.
Yeah, so...
Here, I got one for you.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone. Capcom Power Hour? Sure. I've been wanting to do this with you for a bit. Here we go. Ready? I'm going to give you, since it's Capcom, I'm going to give you Street Fighter.
So much more than I would have gotten. I didn't play any Mega Man game until I was a grown man. Have you beaten a lot of them, though, Brian?
I'm going to give you Street Fighter songs. I'll give you 3.
Okay. I'm going to fail.
Zero lifelines.
It's going to be upsetting.
Street Fighter 2, by the way. Are we still connected?
Yeah. Oh. That's Bison. Or is it...
Wait, who?
This song's used for Bison as well, but it's not his song, is it?
Just give me... I need a final answer.
It's the boxer guy. Oh, I didn't even see that. It's the boxer guy, but I wouldn't have got his name.
Well, it's Balrog, and he is the boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japan, they called him... he was Bison in Japan, so...
Oh, he was?
Yeah, they did a whole weird name shift.
So it was his theme as well?
No, that's Balrog's theme.
Why is it...
But it's Bison's theme, and... Fuck, I don't know. You're
so
kind of right.
So I'm right.
I don't know.
It was used for Bison as
well. This is America, damn it. It's Balrog.
You gotta let me know that shit in advance, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Because when you play Bison in Street Fighter 2 Turbo... It also fucking plays that theme. So,
okay, youngin, here you go. Here's your next one.
Blanca.
Wow, that was quick.
This is a great theme.
I actually like Balrog's. Like
Balrog's is probably the best. Technically, he's Mike Tyson. I beat Mike Tyson, so I could beat Balrog.
Here you go.
Boom ba doom ba doom ba doom 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 doom.
Don't look at chat this time, cheater.
Mm-hmm. Is it Vega?
Yeah.
Nice. Woo! Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, man. Good job.
Thanks, dude. I know my Street Fighter 2, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the only Street Fighter songs I would be able to pick up on. Nice.
Yeah.
Fucking sweet, man.
You aced it with one asterisk.
Yeah, I mean, still technically. Do I get bonus points for knowing which version of Vega's theme it is?
Sure.
Yes. It's the American theme. Dun, 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 dun.
I want to hear, Rick. Which one? Dun, dun, dun.
You know, I would have guessed Blanca before you even played that, just because I know you as a person. Like, you wouldn't even needed to play the song, and I would have guessed Blanca. Just because I know that was what... I knew it was what you're going to pick. It was a mind game. It's like Bop It all over again. Fucking mind games. I'm like Chris Angel. Mind freak.
That's kind of how I knew to pick Toad Man.
Mind freak. Mind freak. You like Chris Angel.
Let me see your cigarette, man. I can make it disappear, bro. And like that, only the butt remains, brother. Chris Angel.
All right.
I'm locked in this building that they're going to destroy. They're going to destroy this building in 5 minutes if I don't get out of these handcuffs and down these steps. Pan cut to building exploding. And he's like next to the people standing there. He's like, whoa, how the fuck did I get over here? And as a kid, I was like, how the fuck did he get over there? It's crazy. Chris Angel.
How'd he get over there?
I still don't know. I thought he died in the building.
Yeah, he did.
Modern day Houdini.
There's just an army of mind freaks. Oh, man. Speaking of mind freaks, I want to talk about some film freaks.
Oh, that was a good one. All right.
I've been watching Ricky and Eric's podcast. Listening to it.
I was listening to it on the way up.
Yeah, they're pretty swell at the segues.
Bum, 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 bum. They are. And they talk about movies a lot. They had just watched the Finn Road one.
Oh, God. Mike Tyson, speaking of Mike Tyson.
How's his vape?
I got his vape now. I'm sucking on Mike Tyson's vape.
Can I do a live review?
It's got nicotine in it. I don't want to get you addicted. You're not going to like it. It's sour apple.
I'm going to do a live review of Mike Tyson's, of the Tyson vape.
It's as Tyson a non 2.0 heavyweights.
If you're wondering, if you're a non-smoker wondering if Mike Tyson will get you into smoking, I'll find out for you.
Here you go. Vape taste test.
Draws like a pencil.
Yeah, it's really smooth if you can't tell. It actually does taste really good.
Yeah.
Now that, like, I have heartburn and all that stuff, it's, like, going down.
You didn't even inhale.
I did, and it was a mistake. Because you probably have, like, 20 milligrams of nicotine or something.
I don't fucking know, baby. Oh, speaking of which, shout out to me. It's been, according to Facebook memories, it's been 10 years now since I've had tobacco.
It's been 10 years since you've had a cigarette?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm more addicted to nicotine than ever because of vaping. It's terrible, and don't ever do it, kids. Reed, can you just be a little quieter, bud? Thank you. Didn't work.
Maybe not playing the glass table with the things that make noise on the glass table, but it's fine. Man, my whole throat is fucked up now. So as a non-smoker, will that get you into smoking? I don't think so.
So, Film Freaks, you just mentioned Eric and Ricky's show with, what's the name of their show again? I always forget it.
Wide Range of Conversations.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you going to be on that shit soon?
No, they never invited me.
I haven't gotten an invite.
There. They don't like me.
I haven't gotten an invite either, so.
But they're getting real popular. Everywhere I go, everyone's talking about their show. So, props to those guys. They're getting big, man. Everyone talked to. They're like, yeah, man, I don't fuck Matty Ice and Marky Mark. I don't watch that shit anymore.
We've been on for too long, man.
Yeah, that's some old shit. I want that new stuff. I want that wide range of conversations. They were going to try to feed us ants. Real ants. Just from outside. And you know what?
I'd do it.
Because white people shit. Come on, man. Now you know how I feel. I can never breathe. So anyway, they watch The Haunting on Finn Road, mm-hmm. and they always talk about it all the time. all there because they're doing their spooky season. If you guys like the Halloweeny stuff, they're all about it, especially right now with all their shows they're watching. If you guys don't know, Finn Road is in Essexville, and that's where I was going to be the mayor of before I got evicted into Bay City. So I wanted to watch it. I wanted to see what it was about. And I don't, if anyone knows me, I'm not fun. I don't believe in ghosts at all. I think it's neat. It's nifty. It's cool. Like, I thought the Loch Ness Monster's sweet. And, like, you know, a bunch of these Skinwalker stories and all these things are cool. It's a fun work of fiction that catches your interest. And that's what I think of ghosts. I don't think they're real. But I think it's fun. It's fun storytelling. And, but I get a lot of heat for that because a lot of people believe in that stuff. And I'm just no fun. So, for this to be in Essexville, that's what mainly mostly caught my interest, and you can watch it on Amazon. You rent it for like $2, and we did that, and I watched it.
What do you think?
It was cool. It was cool to see Essexville.
Is it like a documentary style thing?
Yeah, like a ghost hunter-y style thing, and it was cool to see like the cops in Essexville. And I was watching it with my friend Molly, and she grew up here and everything, so she knew a bunch of people mm-hmm. that were in there. She knew like some of the cops that were in the show, like went to school with and stuff. And yeah, it was cool, but there was some parts that were kind of spooky. If you guys listen to Eric and Ricky's podcast, Wide Range of Conversations, they do mention a lot of it. They actually did a deep dive into it.
Ree, please stop. You can hear that really bad on the mic.
So, yeah, if there was this person that you kind of see, and they called him Mr. Snickers. And his head popped out into the corner and stuff. And it is kind of creepy looking. I don't buy any of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Mr. Snickers is what they called him. Mr. Snickers. Because Ricky loves Snickers so much. You both love Snickers candy bar. It's the best Snickers. It's literally the best candy bar, the highest selling candy bar in the world.
10 out of 10 would eat again.
Yes, which we stat tracked and we've looked up.
This, man.
And, yeah, I thought it was neat. I thought it was pretty cool. It's cool to see Essexville out on the map there. I would buy that house in a heartbeat. I hope it
goes
super sale, super cheap, and I would buy it because I don't believe in any of it. And here's my thing. I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud with that. I want to experience it. And it sounds bad. Like maybe take me on some of these haunted house adventures. Know, Let's go.
I do see what you're saying. Like. Yeah, I don't believe in, like, fucking earthquakes or hurricanes. Just, I don't see them. So, I just need to go be a part of one. And then I'll...
That's the dumbest thing I think you've ever said. That might be...
It's up there. It's definitely up there. It's up there for...
I like you and all, man, but I don't know what the fuck you just said, little dude, kid.
Thinking that spirits, ghosts, and all the spookers that... go that coincide with them aren't real is a little crazy. Now, a Ouija board, that is not real. I don't believe.
Now, you see, Ouija boards.
I don't think, like, the crystals give you, like, I have this fucking ring of crystals as you walk through my door that cleanses you of all the outside demons and spookers that could be with you. I don't believe in that stuff, but...
Spookers? Almost racist. So,
I guess.
So, the Ouija board thing, as much as Milton Bradley makes money off that, I don't welcome it into my house.
No.
I don't, because it's weird, because I had, you know, I don't know. See, that's the thing, or it's weird. I don't believe in it, but... That still kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm not a big, like, tarot guy either. I don't like being around, like...
I'll tell you,
like,
one thing.
Like, if people start doing, like, tarot cards in a living room, I'm probably going to leave that room.
I'll tell you one thing. Women love tarot cards.
I know, and I feel really bad for saying that I don't like them. You do you.
You do you, boo.
I just, you know, they're not my thing.
Yeah, I think they're cool. I like the artwork on them.
Yeah, they look really cool. That's it.
Some people learn Pokemon, magic, poker, tarot cards. They literally sell sleeves for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
And there's like,
I think it's cool. I think it's cool artwork.
There's like tarot card competitions where you like build a hand and
yeah,
you play against each
other. Yawgmoth bargain. Fucking hit him with the fucking death card. Boom, game over. You died. Deuces.
Oh,
no, I think they're cool. I would love. See, that's different. Tarot, I'd love to let somebody read my shit. I think it'd be cool to watch, and I'm down for that. Ouija boards, though?
Would you take...
I just don't want to hold someone's hand that close.
Would you, like, listen to a tarot card reader more so than, like, a therapist? If a tarot card... If somebody that reads tarot cards is like, yes, I see you surround yourself with things to fill your void that you don't get from like a pet or something, and then a therapist was like, yeah, you should probably stop buying games and get a dog, who would you listen to more?
Well, we all know how I feel about therapy. It's both bullshit, bud. But
what one would you...
I'd go with the tarot card.
Yeah, too. I knew you would, because you're so fucking dumb.
Because the tarot cards, it's like, at least this is my friend, and I'm not paying them to do this, really, you know, or something. I mean, I guess if I was paying someone.
I'll read you guys' tarot for the Halloween episode.
Fuck yeah,
Mark
Rick!
Mark is all about that. No thank you, sir. I appreciate the
offer. Yeah, read my... I would love that, Ricky. Let's go. Anybody else? I know there's a few other tarot fanatics out there.
There you go. That's what you go to Wider Angel Conversation for. You get your tarot read live.
Okay. We'll do that. Yeah. Tarot cards, I'm for. I think it's cool. I do. I think a lot of people collect cool ones. There's different ones. And I think that's badass, actually. I like the tarot cards.
So film freaks.
I don't care. We can branch off. I pretty much mentioned The Haunting on Finn Road. It's cool. It's neat to see. And they have other ones. And a lot of, I will say this about them. I've watched some of these ghost shows because Amanda used to be into all that shit and watch it all the time. And some of them were just cringe.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not. The dude that runs it, I think his name's Steve. I can't remember his full name, but yeah, he's...
Steve the Pirate?
He does a good job with it. It's entertaining. And yeah, he does a good job. And Rick said that... Ricky and Eric both said that they have other ones that are on there. The Dice Road one you mentioned that they have.
There's like a train one, I think, like a train station or some shit like that.
So I'd check them out, especially this time of the year, spooky season and everything. Check it out, man. Shout out to Eric and Ricky's show because I'm pretty much just stealing their segment there. So
that's all right. So I watched kind of one of those, like, what do you call a movie person? A cinema guy. What's like a movie watcher?
Cinephile.
A cinephile. Is that true?
That's it, yeah.
So I watched a movie. Sarah was like, hey, we should watch this. And it's one of those movies where like big...
Juicy.
Oh, sorry.
Where like, you know, like Dylan is going to watch this movie. I would consider Dylan a cinephile. Not in a bad way. He just watches a lot of movies.
Cinephile.
So I watched Asteroid City, which is a Wes Anderson movie. It's got Bryan Cranston, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, and then a bajillion other people. Like, so many other fucking people. Because Wes Anderson calls you and you just agree to do the movie immediately.
Like apparently. Seth Rogen.
Yeah. So this movie is like... It's like a play inside of the movie. So there's the movie, which is shot in like the real world is shot in black and white. And then there is a play going on in the background called Asteroid City, which is in like color and all that stuff. It's actually what our background is today is Asteroid City.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's a nice desert thing.
I approved of it. I was like, we haven't gone with a desert look.
Yeah. It looks really
hot
nice
in here.
It's very hot in here. Look at this Asteroid City.
It's nice.
Cactus.
So yeah, it was one of my first Wes Anderson movies I've watched. I've seen like parts of Fantastic Mr. Fox. I've seen Isle of Dogs, which are both animated movies for him, but never like a live action. I really enjoyed it. It's funky. It's really funny. It's a little awkward at times, and I just had a really good time with it. If I was giving this a rating, I would give this a 4-star movie. Wow. 4 out of 5.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was a very... It was only like hour and a half, hour 40. Really good, really fun little flick. It's on Peacock. If you got that streaming service, I think it's exclusively on Peacock right now. So yeah, fun flick to check out.
Love is a lie.
Okay. All right. What are we? We got a memory here.
No. How do you? Why don't you like Ouija boards?
Why don't I like Ouija boards?
Yeah.
I don't.
Whether you said you said they're phony and fake.
I mean they are phony and fake. It's a gag gift.
That's weird for me to hear from you because you kind of believe in all that stuff, don't you? Don't you believe in ghosts?
No, I don't know how. I mean, I believe in like spirits and ghosts, yeah, but I don't believe in like this piece of fucking plastic is gonna help me communicate with the dead. You know,
far out, man.
That's a good way to look at it. I don't like welcoming.
Yes.
Demonic shit into my house, though.
That's
so I'm going to keep it out of my house.
That's kind of where I am. So I'm an agnostic. I'm not an atheist because I don't fucking know. Who am I to know? And but if this is a gateway tool, we don't need it in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've always felt. And if that's, yeah, that's, I don't know if I probably don't believe it, but if it is real, I don't need it. We don't need any of that.
No.
So
I don't want. Yeah, I'm not big on that.
If you could pick one myth, one mythological creature, one thing that's not real that a lot of people think is real, which one would you want to be real?
A mythological creature that I want to be real.
Yeah, like any like tall tale or anything out there, you know. Which one do you think is cool? A chupacabra?
Chupacabra is all right. Chupacabra. There's not like a... Man. Loch Ness Monster is pretty fucking
cool. That's my pick.
I would probably do like...
I'm a Nessie fan.
Yeah, I'm not going to do Nessie. God, I don't know. If you could like... if the Great Sphinx could come alive...
Whoa!
That would be my like...
Dude, that's fucking sweet.
That would be cool.
You took it a whole different level.
Yeah, and because I was trying to think, like, man. You know, dragons would be cool, but dragons probably did exist, like, in some form or fashion. That would be my go-to.
Dragons?
Yeah, like, if dragons could still fly around and fuck people up, just to really, like, show us that we don't know, like, we're not, like, top of the food chain at that point.
Yeah, another thing that I guess is a big thing that I never knew was giants, like, actual, like, Viking giants.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, they've apparently found bones of Viking giants and stuff. And, like, there's this whole, like, thing where the Smithsonian Museum and all these other things have, like, shut it down immediately. Like, no! They don't exist.
I wonder what, like, how tall were they? Like, 9 foot? Something like that? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, yeah, I'd go with Nessie, Loch Ness Monster. I'm always a huge fan of that.
You know what? I saw...
Anything as close to Godzilla you can get, you know?
So there was an artist that had painted a mural that was far too expensive for me to get you, but I did get a picture of it for you.
Oh, nice.
So it is...
Oh, that's awesome.
It's Creature and I believe Ariel from Little Mermaid hanging out having a drink together.
That's cool. Yeah, and then they're in the farmer pose.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's awesome. You should have bought that for me.
Yeah, I think it was like $1,200 or something.
Yeah, that's
like that.
A little too much.
It's a little too steep for my blood right now.
Yeah. Bigfoot. Do you believe in Bigfoot? Do you believe in Sasquatch, the Bigfoot man?
No.
No? Do you believe that he has existed before?
A hairy fucking humanoid guy? Yeah. A big-ass hairy humanoid figure has probably existed.
I almost want to believe in that it's at one point maybe it happened.
It would be crazy for there to not be, like, legit pictures or footage, like not just like blurry fucked up photography of that, but I guess I could say the same about a UFO.
Like, and that's literally where I was going to lead into this. UFOs, everyone knows, like, now they're real.
Mm-hmm.
they had like all this stuff, all these crazy ass board meetings and everything with the government. You got to watch all the freaking senators and everything ask these guys questions and stuff. Aliens are apparently real.
It'd be pretty wild to think that they aren't. Like
we're the only existence.
Like,
this is a whole far out man segment, and I love it.
Yeah, I'd imagine finding a chemical makeup on a planet is almost impossible to, like, get living creatures to survive. But almost impossible is not impossible. And when you have a universe that's constantly... getting bigger. I'm sure there's like 15 versions of us out there somewhere. Like the same exact thing. Right. Maybe chose a little bit different time, like path through life, you know, that type of stuff.
If an alien showed up right now and could take you away and to explore the other universes, would you go?
Depends on how long. Like, do I get to come back?
No.
Just gone.
This is it, bud. You are now Lieutenant Matthew Mays of the SS Enterprise.
I think if there was... It depends on the time in my life. Right now, no.
I'm going. Nah, I don't know.
You got to think about who... It depends on who...
Reed's chill and I don't want to dip on Reed.
Yeah, who could you take with you? If I had no obligations, yeah.
Absolutely. If I didn't have Reed, I'd be out of here.
Yeah. Why would you not do that?
Yeah.
Earth is pretty cool, but... I'm gonna go explore the universe. You know what? We've been thinking about like trying to maybe plan out vacation for next year, and I think Alaska is tip of the ice, like literally the top of the list on where we want to go to.
Jesus, that'd be sweet.
What would be the one state for you, like if you had to get out of Michigan?
Just we're staying in the country.
Yeah, or I guess it doesn't have to be in the country. I would say
in the world, Japan.
Okay, but in the country, Japan makes sense.
Ohio.
Shut the fuck up.
Just kidding.
I would love to go to Ohio.
I'd probably just go back to Seattle and hang out with Dylan.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, honestly. Or maybe I'd go down and see old Sammy down in Boston, Massachusetts.
So... Speaking of Dylan in Seattle, so we were just looking at flights. So a round trip flight to Alaska on the date we were looking at, $500. It had a 24-hour layover in Seattle. And it's just hilarious to me that the flight to Seattle, to Alaska, then back home is cheaper than the flight just to Alaska and back that I tried to get when Dylan had his wedding out there. Yeah, like, man. Just somehow going to Alaska, extending that flight by like 6 hours makes it cheaper in some scenario.
Time is money. Yeah.
But yeah, do you want to do this beverage?
Let's do it.
I don't know if that makes sense in this scenario, but we'll just leave it at that. Mark, I was thinking about a memory, and this one popped into my head. Live, over the TV, over the radio, what do you think are some of your most memorable sporting event memories?
Like that you've gone to?
That you've heard on the radio, that you've seen on the TV. It has to be like live. You just didn't have to be there necessarily.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to attend.
You don't have to attend, but you saw it live.
Oh.
You were there for it. You were there, bro.
Ooh, that changes what I was going to think. I thought you had to be in attendance.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Ooh. Yee. Ah.
I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to go first one off the dome. Easy selection was the... what is it? Super Bowl from 2016, 2017?
Is that the Falcons?
The Falcons.
The Falcon disaster.
The Falcon falling.
Yeah.
The 28-3 comeback victory for none other than TB12.
Goat.
The goat. The man, I saw it at your house. I was going through a breakup at the time, too. And
shout out to him.
Yeah. TB12. Pulled me out from it.
Oh, you were going through a breakup?
I was going, yeah, I was.
I thought TB12 was going through.
He may have been too.
I know he's going through a divorce.
That was a little after, though.
Oh, okay.
That was when he was on Tampa Bay. Tom Brady on TB on TB.
TB12.
TB. I think somebody gave him his number from that team, too.
Yeah.
So they gave it up for him. TB12.
TB12.
That's a good one for me. That fucking... Julian Edelman catch, the helmet catch that you're like, no way you caught that because you were all on the Falcons. you were rooting for the Falcons to beat Brady, and I'm like, nah, he fucking caught that. And you could just see the fucking, you could see the writing on the wall. You knew it was happening. It's like, oh, he's coming back. There's no way to stop him.
Even I was just.
And you start, and then you started to turn on your Falcons. You're like, oh, come on. Come on, Brady.
Dirty Birds. Let's go. And then I was like, no, this is too good of a comeback. Stewie says, Steve Yzerman scoring a double overtime game 7 goal to win the series against St. Louis. We'll never forget that moment. Yeah, that is awesome.
That is a really good one.
That's a good one for sure. Man, I mean, a lot come to my mind. I'm going to probably throw a couple out there. My favorite football one, man, it's got to be when Stafford came back in the game with that Browns game where he came back and won. I was driving up to Traverse City from Bay City. I was driving. I was on I-75 just in my car alone listening to freaking Z93 while they were doing it. And, man, I almost crashed my car because I was fucking screaming so much.
You got to hear Dan Miller call that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, dude. That's Dan Miller,
insane.
Dan Miller rules. Yeah, dude. That was great. Wrestling-wise, probably there's been so many times I've marked out. But one of the best to see it live was probably WrestleMania 14 when Stone Cold beat Shawn Michaels, because it was my first live WrestleMania that I ordered. And my dad was, I always tried so hard to get my dad into wrestling. Like, he tries to get me into hunting. I always tried to get him into wrestling, and it kind of worked. And Stone Cold got him into it. And that was Stone Cold's first world title win. And I just remember him doing like the fist pumps after fucking Austin won. He was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got your dad into it. Nice. That's awesome.
Hell yes. But yeah, so that was pretty intense, for sure. Being at one, though, I mean, I did go to WrestleMania 22 in Chicago, and that was pretty cool. But that probably doesn't take like the best live wrestling experience. That one's got to be this crazy Ring of Honor show we saw in Detroit. It was like some Motor City something. It was way long ago, like 2007, I want to say, or 2006. And it was just absolute fucking bonkers, man. It was in this little civic center. And these are all, like, all the wrestlers that were there. They're, like, all big-time world champions now.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, Samoa Joe fighting. And, like, dude, they just were like, fuck it. They left the freaking arena. They were fighting outside in the parking lot. And the whole entire audience got up and walked outside and was in the parking lot just watching these guys just fucking... just took the show out in the freaking parking lot. And the dude jumped off a goddamn semi truck while we were all there. It felt like we were at a fucking backyard show. But it was, yeah, it was absolutely insane. Yeah, so that for sure is my favorite live wrestling experience. Nothing will ever top that, I don't think. But yeah, man. So, yeah, for sure. I had to throw a sports, pro wrestling.
You gotta have a wrestling one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stewie, for the hockey one. That's a really good one. Watching any like overtime games for hockey are awesome. There was the one year we were doing the Stanley Cup brackets or whatever, and one of my games or one of your games made it like a double or almost triple overtime. It was like, oh my god. We kept like texting each other like, oh, that was so close.
This game is never gonna end.
I love the overtime in hockey. That's the best overtime in any sport ever.
Man, I fell asleep one time. It was overtime in the playoffs, so they don't go to shootouts. They just keep going overtimes. And I remember it was in high school. I fell asleep, and I woke up at like 4 a.m., and it was like OT5 or something. Those guys were still going. Insanity.
So they played a whole other game and then some.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's ridiculous. Oh, man. Well,
I'm pumped for fantasy football. By the way, sorry we were gone last week. We did our draft here at the Arsenal studio. Shout out to everybody that came. Everyone was here except Brenton. So, yeah, it was cool. We had like almost 10 people in the house. And, yeah, I got
that was so much fun.
Yeah, big money on the line, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
$200.
Winner takes all.
Yep.
There is no second place prizes.
Nope.
Fuck that.
Winner takes all. So
that should be a good time. We start Thursday night kickoff, Lions and Chiefs. We'll see what happens. We'll see how the season starts out. As long as we don't get smoked, like, you know, 28 or 35 to 7, I'll be happy. If we beat the Chiefs somehow, that would be fucking wild.
Biggest takeaway of the draft party, I drafted Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I hate Aaron Rodgers. If anyone doesn't know, I hate him, but I got him on my team so that way he can just rot in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
He'll never even be a part of the fantasy football league.
You want it? He will just always be on the bench.
I will waste a roster space so that guy will never even be heard of in our league.
Watch him just like week after week. Just he's in your point and your bench was like 40 points, 55 points, 60 points. Who's your other QB?
The dude for the Ravens. Why can't I think of his name?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Lamar Jackson's like 5, 10, 12. And you're like, nope, not switching. Not doing it.
Okay, I'm not going to be that dumb. I play Rodgers.
It's too much money on the line. Yeah. But yeah, fantasy football is going to be a good time. I think that's going to wrap the show up, guys. We appreciate you being here, coming out, having fun, chatting with us. And we will see you next time on the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast.
Peace.